1. Aaron. The small transport slowed to a stop at the foot of the Proxima Civilian Council building. The center was in the government district, located in the massive hold of the Generation starship Dove. The massive hold had once been home to an entire city with a population of nearly 40,000. Today, in a condensed square of splits and strands surrounded by greenery, it served as the seat of the planetary government. General Aaron Hyrie didn't wait for the valet to make it to his transport before pushing the door open and climbing out. He made eye contact with the young man as they crossed paths. "Always be ready," he said, offering the advice that might prevent the valet from missing his next tip as well. Traffic inside the district was limited to VIPs, so the opportunities were typically few and far between. Not today. Today, the valet would have at least a half dozen more chances, and maybe more. The civilian council had called an emergency meeting to discuss the recent attack on the government center, an attack that had left a number of security personnel dead and the entire district on high alert, an attack that he had helped stop, but also helped create. Events had spiraled out of hand more quickly than he had guessed they would, the interference of someone from outside the organization not unexpected, but also not welcomed. He had sent Rico and Bennett in as prepared as he could have, and they had succeeded in getting Isaac out alive and making it off the planet, but not without paying a heavy price. He had been forced to show his hand, to incapacitate an entire squad of his own Centurions and push a hack through the planetary defense systems. These were measures that had prevented them from blasting Abel, Rico, Isaac, and the other members of his Black Ops team from the sky. The job had been rushed, leaving digital arteries open and bleeding information that would lead to his contact. And that contact would lead to him. Aaron pulled his oracle from his pocket as he approached the council building, refocusing on the small piece of glass that now covered his left eye. He squinted to scroll through an overlay of news that appeared ahead of the steps in front of him, quickly scanning for anything of note. A further round of eye controls brought him to his private messages, and he scanned them quickly too, ensuring there were no fires to put out before he entered. Satisfied to find nothing pending, he removed the oracle from his face and tucked it away again. A pair of glass doors slid open ahead of him, revealing the well-appointed lobby beyond. It had as many Centurions standing guard in it as it did politicians, and they straightened noticeably when they saw him coming. They wouldn't for much longer. After all these years, the first support had slipped from his house of cards, and soon enough, the entire thing would topple. He had played every side for nearly 2 decades and sworn his allegiance to the organization long before that. From the day he had stumbled across the hidden partition on one of Praetan's many data servers and learned the truth about the invasion of Earth, he had worked tirelessly to protect humankind, all of humankind, from the constant threat their alien enemies posed. It was still difficult for him to think of the Relia and the Axon as enemies, even after all this time. Not because they weren't on opposite sides, but because the two races were so much further ahead of humans in terms of science and technology. They were far, far superior. And yet, they were flawed. In some ways, their intelligence and superiority became weaknesses. They were both accustomed to mastering every challenge, and the stalemate of their conflict had created cracks in both facades. Cracks too small for them to notice, but just big enough for humanity to begin to slip through. Even today, they treated humans like a footnote on their war. Earth was an important strategic planet for both, but neither one was willing to commit the resources to take it resoundingly. They preferred subterfuge and manipulation, and while at first Aaron believed the strategy was nonsense, over time he had come to appreciate the nuances. The two alien races were learning a lot about one another from their secret skirmishes on Earth, and were no doubt applying that data to their war efforts. What they didn't realize was that humankind was learning a lot too, and were taking the opportunity to broaden those cracks, potentially filling in that middle ground of intellect to outsmart the two advanced cultures using the greatest strengths of their kind. While the Relia were driven by an endless need to conquer and feed, and the Axon were motivated by logic and algorithms, humans still operated on a more basic level. Self-preservation. Emotion. It was their weakness, and also their strength. He needed that strength now more than ever. 20 years of his own forms of manipulation and deception were about to come to an end. He had done his best to prepare both Earth and Proxima for the gathering storm, while keeping all of those preparations hidden within the confines of his position and the laws of the Civilian Council. Of course, he had circumvented many of them, and broken many more. But it wasn't illegal until you got caught. And he would be caught. If not today, then tomorrow, or a week from now. If he made it that long. It was only a matter of time. The assassins who had nearly killed Isaac were clones, but none of them were in the registry. They were illegal duplicates, a dangerous development he had quickly swept under the rug. It wasn't enough to prevent exposing the organization to the light of day. If the enemy was on Proxima and had decided to come out of hiding, the truth of the situation could tear down everything the original settlers had worked so hard to build. General Hyrie. Aaron's eyes shifted toward the speaker. A middle-aged woman in a knee-length dress, conservatively cut around her petite frame. His mind dropped one more bomb on him before he came completely out of it. The House of Cards wasn't entirely his. The first settlers had built it when they chose to hide the past, to abandon Earth and bury the truth, to pretend they had come here to escape persecution and not because aliens had overrun the planet. To the average Proxima civilian, hell, to the average Centurion Marine, there was no such thing as aliens, and thousands of sorties into the universe surrounding the planet had proven as much. Only now, a Relia starship was coming on a direct course for Earth with a near miss of Proxima in approximately 26 hours. Once the ship went past, the truth would be impossible to hide or ignore. And the Council still had no idea.
"Yes," Aaron replied.
"I'm Special Judicus Love." She put out her hand. "I don't believe we've ever been formally introduced."
"Love," Aaron said. "I've heard of you."
He took her hand, holding it while he continued.
"You report directly to the chair instead of to me."
"I do,"
she replied with a smirk. She didn't try to pull her hand away. "Chair Lamont wanted me to intercept you for a brief conversation ahead of the council meeting." Aaron locked eyes with her, searching for a hint of discomfort or dishonesty. He didn't find any, but that didn't mean it wasn't there. It just meant she was good at hiding it. No surprise there. The Judicus were highly trained and specialized law enforcement personnel. The fact that Love was the first to greet him served as his first warning that the next few hours would play out reasonably close to his assumptions. The only question was whether he would be alive by the end of it.
"Lead the way," he said.